This is the Freedom Fiend.
Meow.
Broadcasting through the libertarian reader. Yeah. Oh, I'm off all off place. I'm broadcasting for Podbay Sit and Stay. Bare feet above sea level at Intergalactic Canine Studios. We loosen your leashes, unlatch those cage doors, and distract your handlers to keep the shock collar statism being clamped down on your neck. Can you feel it? Is it working?
I feel Michael. The shock collar. Ow.
I'm Diana. I'm feeling great. I'm not triggered. I'm like Diana. She's triggered. She's a Christian who's triggered by Americano Christianity of the variety that thinks, what did that lady think? Crazy lady.
Basically thinks that bad things have happened to this. Ann Graham.
Billy Graham.
Basically, Ann Graham Lotz is her full name. She's, I guess that's her married name, but she's the daughter of Billy Graham. And recently did an interview with a guy, a guy with conservative politics over in England, and did an interview with him, and essentially said or implied that the bad things that have happened in this country, namely 9/11, happened as a result of all the shenanigans that all the heathens are up to in this country.
toilet stuff. She's like the mainstream version of that church, so-called church, that says that what is it, God kills soldiers.
Oh yeah, Westboro Baptist Church. And
Norman, Oklahoma. No.
Yeah. Where are they from? Kansas. There's from someplace in Kansas.
Yes, Kansas.
Oklahoma, Kansas, tomato, tomato, whatever. I mean, basically the same thing. Sorry.
Hey, we're on a new station in Oklahoma.
I know.
Don't say it's
not for long.
Yay.
I don't get that comment.
Well, they couldn't be the same. They have to be much better than Kansas if we're on the air there.
I know.
And yeah, they don't have the Westboro Baptist Church, so
Welcome station KZLS, 1640 AM in Oklahoma City, 10,000 watts of tyranny busting power. We play there on Sundays from noon to two now. That's a big station in a big major market in the middle of America. And we're recording this in the middle of the night on a Sunday night. What are you smoking, Jeremy? Come on, we're on in
right now.
Oklahoma. You can't be smoking that stuff just because.
I'm not smoking anything right now.
Come on, Diana.
I was just vaping my tobacco, which I know you don't approve
tobacco.
Of. But...
tobacco. Come on. You guys are you're in Colorado. Everyone's high except me, but
no, I said tobacco.
Underwear. I forgot to wear my underwear the other day. The name of this show tonight is the Bipcot No Pants Firearms License. Which is an extrapolation of the Bipcot No Gov license. You should go to bipcot.org and read about the Bipcot license. It allows reuse of any media or product or service by anyone except government employees. But I hadn't gone shooting in 2 years because I was really sick. Oh, we're going to table this conversation about the crazy Christians.
That's cool.
They're so crazy that even though Diana's Christian, she thinks these people are crazy. Because Steve Miller Miller is going to come on. And Steve Miller Miller went to seminary school. And it's going to segue into a Selby story, and he always loves when I give Selby stories. So Hubert Selby Jr. story. So, because it's Billy Graham's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a connection.
Okay.
Not a good one between Billy Graham and Hubert Selby, but yeah, man.
So you were so excited to go shooting that you forgot your pants.
Yeah, I've been really sick. Everyone that listens to this show is sick of hearing about how I've been sick for like a year and a half, like with bad lung problems, but. I'm getting a little better. First of all, I have a cat now. I was told a year ago by a doctor that I was allergic to cats, and that was part of the problem and part of why I was dying and needed oxygen. And like, I'm on oxygen at home. I'm on like 15 medications. None of them are any fun. And and I've been weaning off the medications or weaning down to. I've got a drawer full of meds I'm not on anymore, and I know that. They tell me at the pharmacy and at the doctor's office, turn in your meds to the police.
What?
These are not narcotics. They're not fun. But there's this new thing in my town. Maybe it's everywhere where like they're pushing you. Like if you have unused drugs, don't flush them. Because I guess it's like giving sex changes to the fish or something.
Yeah. Well, literally. Yeah. There's been a lot of issues bit of the years with water, with that stuff getting into the supply.
And it's affecting the kids. You know, that's why we got so many trans people now, is because, you know, people flushing the birth control pills and the, and the hormones and the, steroids.
I don't know if that makes
trans
But I do. I would say there is a lot of correlation with some of the other diseases.
People can say
stuff.
That voodoo in New Orleans caused Hurricane Katrina. I can say that I think I heard on the internet that it's the birth control pills that are making the kids gay. Can I?
Oh no, I'm not denying that you heard it on the internet. I'm almost positive that's true.
Yeah, but, so anyway, we're talking about how I ended up shooting naked in public yesterday. So I've been getting better, and I got a better doctor and then a better doctor. I went from the worst doctor in the state to the best doctor in the state. And there's only three doctors in the state.
I was going to say all three of them.
Yeah, in Wyoming. So, yeah, and there's two black people, and I'm one of them because I'm 164th black. I found out.
I thought it was 116th.
No, it's 116th. No,
He's not that black.
Not that cool. Yeah, I had DNA tests, and I am 164th. Sub-Saharan African, which means black. And I'm
nice.
At me, you're like, man, that guy's the whitest kid I know. But, you know, I'm blacker than Rachel Dolenz. Was that her name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who's the head of the NAACP because she decided she was black. And she's really just a, you know, sassy white chick with a bad tan. But
and a little kink in her hair.
I got this awesome cat named Bip Cat.
How is Bip Cat doing with after her surgery?
Well,
she's so cute.
We got to take her back in tomorrow. She got a little infected on her surgery scar.
Oh no. She didn't have to wear a cone?
No.
Not the cone of shame.
She ran under everything. So I've had to like block off the basement so she can't go behind, you know, block off one room so she hangs out with me. My wife was out of town the whole week. My wife met this cat for like 4 hours and then went to visit her mother and then came back tonight. And this cat is like insane for my wife. Like Bip Cat likes me, but loves my wife. Like was just crazy. Like yelling at her. Why were you gone for a week?
So
you bring it out to the house and leave me with this psycho. What is wrong with you?
I know. Like, Bip Cat's really weird, man. She's a great cat, but she's weird. She looks like a cow. She's cow kitty color. She has like a big scar on her nose. I guess she's like 3 years old, but she's
kind of like a Harry Potter. She's got like a lightning shaped scar.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I think she fought with other cats before we got her, but we don't have other cats.
A cat named Voldemort.
No, Barack Obama. Cause he's a lion, socialist, and his feet stink. But, first of all, this cat not only doesn't like catnip, she's afraid of catnip.
Second oh, wow.
She doesn't like toys. She doesn't like to play. She's really friendly. She's really sweet. She likes to lick noses.
Aww. Little scratchy kitty kisses.
She's so weird, though, man. She's really vocal. But after her operation, she lost her voice for 2 days. Like, after she got fixed, she would, like, go to meow, but nothing would come out.
Like, bah.
Do you know that, Jeremy? You ever have that happen?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it personally.
And then she got it back with a vengeance.
any surgery, even one as technically these days as minor as that one, does knock them down and kind of saps their energy. So that would make sense.
Well, they shaved her belly to fix her, but they also shaved a little bit on her neck. Is that like, do they use the vein there for the anesthesia or something?
Not usually,
and tests though, too.
Usually they go for a leg shot unless they looked and she had really bad veins and they had to go for the jugular shot.
Carotid.
Carotid. Thank you. Like the jugular shot. That's not bad. That's a bad thing.
Afternoon. I'll ask.
Yeah. I can't imagine any other reason why they would have shaved her neck.
Yep.
Maybe she just needed it.
her beard was getting a little neck beard. Lopsided.
She was a neck beard kitty.
She's a pure libertarian, neck beard and all.
Yeah. Anyway, so I have a cat and it's wonderful. And I just wanted to say life without a cat for years. I'm already getting healthier from a week of having a cat. Like it's part of my recovery.
Definitely studies show. God, I hate it when people say that, but it definitely seems to be true that having a pet of some sort does help people's health.
Yep.
I mean, as long as they're not like horribly allergic to it or anything, but
I'm not. I'm allergic to every plant in Wyoming, it turns out, including tumbleweeds, but not cats. So
you can have, so now when we get you your bubble, you can have your cat inside it with you. That's great. Right.
And yesterday on the bubble kitty, I went into McDonald's and then ate in the parking lot. And where I was parked, there was literally a tumbleweed jammed in front of me, like in the parking space. Like that's
tumbleweeds are terrifying.
They're great. Why are you afraid? You're triggered by everything, man.
I think it was because I saw a scary movie when I was a kid, and like the tumbleweed, there were tumbleweeds and they were sentient.
Tumbleweeds. I need to see this movie to find out what
they actually came after people or something. That's awesome. I'll look it up. Yeah.
Awesome. So,
it's like one of these B movies or something when I was a kid, like along the vein of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, we do.
We're bearing the lead. Which
I was going to say. I was just going to say that we did get a bad lead on that. So, how did you end up with no pants, Michael?
Well, my wife was out of town when she.
There you go. Something says it all.
She dresses me. No. We usually go shooting together, but we haven't gone in like 2 years because I've been sick for a year and a half, and before that it was winter, and our car can't really get out to where we go shooting very easily. So I haven't gone in the longest since I've been shooting, and I decided to go. I felt good enough, and like I had stuff to do. I had to pack things, I had to get guns, I had to get ammo, I had to get the gun cleaning supplies because I like to clean out there so I don't have to do it when I get home. And I didn't want to like have the gun cleaning smell in the yard or the house or on me around the cat. So the new cat. So I had to pack all this stuff and I had to keep moving the barricade that I have to the basement so the cat couldn't run down there. So I had a lot of things to do. And the last thing I was going to do was like, you know, I was in my underwear and my sneakers and my t-shirt. And the last thing I was going to do was put some shorts on over the underwear. And I forgot to do that. And I went shooting. I went out on state land out in the middle of the boonies. And like, you know, a few times some people in pickup trucks stopped and looked over at me and slowed down. And I thought they were just looking to see like, oh, what's that? And none of them came over to tell me anything. You know, I guess people are
kind of
fat redneck in his underwear with an AK-47 by himself out in the middle of the boonies. They just left me alone.
Okay,
and then I went to McDonald's on the way home, and then I came home and...
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Yeah, so speaking of which, the very first thing that popped in my head when you posted that was boxers or briefs?
Underoos.
Underoos.
No, I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know what kind of underwear I wear. It looks, well, put it this way.
You know.
I don't know. My wife.
She really does dress you, doesn't she?
My wife does dress me. She buys my
like
clothes too.
A thong from Victoria's Secret. I mean,
no.
Oh.
Well, I found this picture of me when I was 10 years old with my grandpa's shotgun, wearing underoos and a t-shirt and sandals. It's pretty awesome. We're gonna use it for the show picture tonight. I have like hair down to the middle of my back, like long blonde ringlety hair, holding an unloaded shotgun and. I was actually shooting when I was 10, though. In this picture, it's unloaded. It's pretty fun. Did you guys see it? Did I send it to you? The underoos picture?
Yes, the underoos picture.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Does that answer your question?
It's adorable.
Boxers or briefs? Underoos.
Yeah, boxers or briefs. The first thing that crossed my mind when he said that. Like, well, was he wearing boxers or briefs? That's like, that makes a difference.
Maybe, I guess that's maybe a woman thing. That was not the first question that came to my mind.
Well, some boxers could actually pass as shorts. I mean,
these were pants that could pass as short. They were blue.
Okay. And then there were boxers.
Yeah, they were like, but they weren't like thin boxers. They were kind of thick boxers. I don't know.
Oh, like boxer briefs. Those are sexy.
Boxers. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I wouldn't call them sexy, but I can see how they pass for pants enough to not get arrested, but enough, not enough that people didn't stop in their pickup trucks from, you know, 30 yards and stare at me like, is that guy in his underwear shooting at a 47?
They probably just figured you were drunk.
I'm gonna scare clear of him. You think he knows? I don't know.
I'm going shooting next weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going camping with a bunch of crazy wild people I met right after I first moved here, and going camping with them. And I know there's going to be a lot of drinking. Hopefully, really? the shooting will occur before the drinking happens.
People, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're gonna shoot in the morning.
I would rather. I think too much emphasis is placed on gun skill and not enough on gun safety. Like, I know people, can hit a fly at 300 yards with iron sights, but I don't want to shoot around them because they muzzle. I'd rather shoot with someone that is not a great shot, but is completely safe.
Right, such a bad shot
that they're, you know, unsafe. But
safety is most important.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jeremy doesn't know. He's just got 12 murder dogs. He's not allowed to have guns in New York.
yes. I lost all of mine in a horrible voting accident. So I don't know anything.
A voting accident.
It's New York. It was a voting accident. I got my murder dogs to protect me.
Speaking of not voting, you sent me an interesting article today about a lady who moved from California to New York. And it's kind of interesting because I moved from California to New York and actually did to Wyoming. Here, you tell the story, Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All this story. Yeah, I just came across this. This a woman named Sarah Tipton, who apparently wrote an article about herself for the truthaboutguns.com.
Well, she writes for Truth About Guns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
I've seen her stuff on there, I'm pretty sure.
Before. Yeah, no, it makes sense. And she, you know, she wrote about what it was like to relocate. And now, all of a sudden, to go from, you know, California. She put it that she moved from the most conservative part of California to the most liberal part of Wyoming, and she's still freer than she ever was in California.
She actually hasn't been here long enough to know that she's not really in the most liberal part of Wyoming. She's over near in the west corner, like up near Yellowstone-ish, which is pretty liberal. I mean, it's where like California people move, but the most liberal part of this state is the college town.
Oh, sure.
Jeremy. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Even though that's where, like, supposedly that gay kid got killed for being gay, but...
Oh, yeah.
He didn't really get killed for being
gay. Matthew West.
But you know what? What?
Matthew Shepard, right?
Matthew Shepard.
Yeah. Okay. Matthew Shepard.
I said West, sorry.
The local rumor is that was a drug deal gone bad and had nothing to do with him being gay, and that...
I have seen stories about that, yes.
He just turned into this cause celeb for the gays. We'll have one of our gays on here pretty soon. We can ask him.
One of our gays. My gays.
We used to have a gay and a Muslim. Out of our 15 hosts, we used to have a gay and a Muslim. When the Muslim quit or just doesn't book shows anymore and has his own show. And so now we got the two gays. Well, one of the gays says he's not gay.
We're diversified over here.
Sexual. Well, I'm part black.
So we got a black, too.
Italian? Heisen N-word?
Italian and Swiss and Irish.
German?
Had my DNA test done. I still need to do that. I have that.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
What do you think of Barack Obama, Diana?
Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and a speak stick.
Yep. Jeremy, what do you think of Donald Trump?
He's a liar, a socialist, and his hair smells like burning meat of some sort.
Burnt steak and cosmoline, isn't it?
I don't know what that is.
Because you're in New York State. It's how they used to pack guns in World War II. Like, if you buy a Mosin Nagant from World War II, it's probably been, like, you know, packed in some Russian basement in cosmoline. It's an anti-rust thing that's kind of like really thick grease. And it smells kind of horrid.
Well, then yes, that would definitely be Donald Trump. So,
what's Hillary's pantsuit smell like? And is she a socialist?
She is definitely a socialist, and her pantsuits are just atrocious. In any way you look at it,
so someone
or
wants
smell
to know
it.
What I am besides 164th black? My European. Okay, here's the breakdown: Northwestern European. 88.3%, which includes British and Irish, 42.4%, French and German, 18.2%, Scandinavian, 2.6%. See, that's the black metal in me.
Yeah.
Broadly Northwestern European, 25.1%. So, Southern European, 5.6%, which breaks down as Iberian, 2.3%.
So, and Spanish
broadly
or Portuguese.
Southern European. Yeah, that could also be... couldn't that be Islamic, I think?
The Moors?
The Moors, yeah.
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 Potentially.
Eastern European, 2.4%. Broadly European, 2.1%. I don't know, though, man. I think I'm basically like my ancestry goes back to where the Anglos met the Saxons, or as they say on The Simpsons, where white met bread.
Yeah. Anglo-Saxons. I've been watching Vikings lately. Has anybody else seen that? You guys
seen that? Well, I'm 2.6% Viking.
Yeah.
And black metal.
I'm hoping that when I do my 123 and me test, 123 and me, or yeah, 23 and me. Why do I keep saying 123? 23 and me.
That's the discount one. $20. It's $20. 123 and me.
That there'll be some...
I just have my cat come over and lick your nose and weed.
Well, I'm hoping for some Scandinavian. I'm hoping for some Scandinavian so I can be a shield maiden.
I don't know what that is.
It's from the Viking age kind of thing. It's like the women
like
fought right alongside
product.
The men.
It's such a feminine hygiene product.
It kind of does.
Shield maiden.
Well, if they don't have one called that, they should make one that's called that.
Saving
that would
yourself
be awesome.
Marriage, but still have a heavy flow. Use shield maiden. All right.
Oh,
so let's talk about guns.
Yeah. So before
I messed it up. I was like, yeah, this girl moved from Oregon to New York. Wait, where do I live? Wyoming.
Before the break, we started talking about this article from The Truth About Guns, written by one of their, writers, Sarah Tipton, who recently moved from California to Wyoming, which is where
She's
you live, I believe, Michael.
She's a newly minted Wyomingite. She still has that new California girl smell. Like, literally. Okay, the funny thing is, I wrote this same article 6 years ago, and I'm not taking anything away from her. She's a good writer. She's a good person. I chatted with her today. She's a straight up non-voting voluntarist, and we like that in a gun person because people tend to be nutty constitution lickers who think the magic parchment is going to save them.
They wave the flag of their oppressor.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But she totally has this thing. Like 7 years ago, my wife and I moved here from California, and I literally, like, I'll put it in the show notes. Like, I wrote an article or did an interview that was called like something like California liberal buys gun, changes registration to libertarian and moves to Wyoming, which was a vast overstatement. And I was not a liberal. And it was just, It was in this thing called the Libertarian Republican, not to be confused with Libertarian Republic, which is fake libertarian Austin Peterson's blog. This was fake libertarian Eric Dondero's blog, libertarianrepublican.net. It's not there anymore. Fortunately, I archived this article on my one of my old blogs, which is still around, libertarianpunk.com. And it's just basically like me crowing about how great it is to be somewhere I can walk around with a gun legally. And like, she did the same article.
Yeah, it is.
Well, here's what I like about your subtitle, though, Michael. It says, buy a gun, lose all your friends. A true story of Republican redemption.
I didn't write that part. I did write
you didn't?
Buy a gun. Eric Dondero wrote it. And
Eric Dondero used to have a thing.
This is before anyone knew who Austin Peterson or any of the current crop of he who cannot be named, any of the fake libertarians now. He was like one of the OG, original gangsta. Old guard fake libertarians. He had like a Libertarians for Giuliani at some point.
Oh gosh.
Oh, I thought it was Romney. Maybe
that
both.
Too. But this guy, like, he's Giuliani's been a fake worse. Libertarian forever. This guy worked for Ron Paul like 15, 20 years ago. And like worked for him like 10 years in his office, which, you know, I mean, Ron Paul's the only real libertarian ever to hold federal office. And he's my favorite government thug, and I like him even more now that he's not in office. But
yeah,
I have a theory that Eric Dondero may be the guy who wrote the racist Ron Paul newsletters, because he had motive, access, and opportunity, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I can't prove it.
Well, no. Racist. Well, yeah, yes.
He one time drunkenly told me, I really like your movie, Michael, Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, but you shouldn't have all that rap music in there and that rap guy, that brown guy, because
rap
music's not really American. You should put more American music in there. Like rock and
he
roll,
did not like, say that. No,
rap is one of the only true American.
I was going to say, where did rap jazz, originate?
Rock and roll. That's it.
Exactly.
What else is American? Wow. Nothing. Which is why you need to get the Truth, Justice, and American Way app. I heard an ad for that during the break.
No, not though. Just American
Sorry.
Way.
Sorry. I know. You know why? It's because you can't fit that many characters in the Google Play Store listing.
I was not aware that there was a limitation on that.
There is.
It's unfortunate.
Well, you should know. You're the one voicing the ad, you two. You two are going to end up being a couple, I think.
Hey, I just...
What?
Hey, I just do the voiceovers, man. I have nothing to do with the product
itself.
I can hear
Jeremy. I can hear you blushing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, weren't we reviewing a gun article?
Yes,
I think so. I thought that's what we were talking about. Poor Sarah. We bring her up twice, and we bury her lead twice.
I know. And here's the funny thing too. Like I wrote this same article on the same topic like 7 years ago, but I didn't have 110 comments from guys like saying, yeah, I live in Wyoming. Let me show you around, even though you're married. Or like making horrible statements about like my physicality. Like, I'm glad I'm not a woman, man.
Sounds yeah, like well, it's got to be. Well,
you get used to it.
Well, you're severely outnumbered in the liberty
guys are horrible.
Movement. So, and yes, we are. We are horrible people.
She's a straight up non-voting voluntarist like us, but she's in a world that's total like the gun world, you know, like the gun blog, like mainstream gun blog world, which, you know, this is a pretty popular gun blog she writes for, Truth About Guns.
Yeah. It's one of the bigger ones I know of.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, that, not that blog in particular, but that whole like realm of, that
well, because it's
you.
Well, yeah, because
it's the
most
Constitution liquors, man.
Yeah, it's
the people
mostly
that wave
second
the flag of their oppressors and say, "When you cross this line in the sand, we're gonna have our Second Amendment." No, man. If you really believed in the Second Amendment, you would have been shooting people years ago. I don't think you should, but you would.
Yeah.
Been.
Well, true.
What's your line? What are you waiting for?
I was just like reading through the comments and there, people are giving her a lot of crap for saying literally. Clearly, they don't know like California
But she used literally correctly, though. It wasn't like the way people misuse it.
I know, but they were still giving her a hard time.
Well, yeah.
Because they're guys, and she's a girl.
That's what I was going to say. That's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get in the comment sections for any article written by a female in this type of situation. You're going to get either the white knighting, or you're going to get the people that just have to nitpick at every little thing,
or the like bloody beating, one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. that's a good way of putting it. That's pretty much what it's going to be.
Like the boys that threw rocks at me, my mom would say, because they like you. And I'm like, it doesn't feel like it.
I got to tease her a tiny bit, though, because she said something in the article. You have it up, Jeremy. What's the thing about licenses?
Oh, yeah. She starts off talking about how nice it is to feel free and everything. But she talks about it starts off saying, it really is as simple as getting a Wyoming driver's license. My California license came with more restrictions than anything, not to mention that it had my eye color wrong on there. But nonetheless, the feeling of holding that Wyoming license in my hands for the first time felt like freedom.
Not quite.
Yeah, so close. Sarah. Like you said, though, the people she's writing to for the most part, you know, that makes a lot more sense to fit. It would fit there. So,
right.
It's understandable.
And she is not a person who believes licensure grants freedom. She knows that. But it's like, I know that it's like you move to Wyoming, you know, you get your place to live. And then you get your light. You're like, it's the first like proof that you live here. Like, it's really what it was for me was proof to myself that I lived here.
Hmm.
You know, like, oh yeah. But the leashes are longer here when it comes to licensure. Like in California, to do anything at the DMV, you have to make an appointment and then wait in line 4 hours. And like the room is packed full of sweaty, angry people who all seem like they're going to stab you.
Here, sounds like any DMV in the country I've ever been to.
But in Casper, Wyoming, like, you can walk in and it takes 10 minutes. And there's like the line is in chairs. Like you sit and move and everyone's happy and like no one's
like musical chairs.
You. And yeah, no, like just regular chairs and like 10 minutes in and out. Like it doesn't take you time at all.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah, I still haven't gotten mine. And I was supposed to, I think, 3 months ago, at least.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble like Lisa did when she moved.
What DJ and I would like to do someday, if we ever had enough money, is to live on the border of California and Wyoming and literally like have two houses connected by a tunnel. You know, like you'd have your guns in one and your medical
weed in the other.
Guns and Weed, the Tunnel to Freedom.
Yes!
The sequel we have been waiting for.
No, the sequel is Nick Hazelton's talk that I named and got him booked. What is it? Yaks and Hogs, The Road to Freedom at Porkfest?
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We just want to say, we want to make it really clear that we like Sarah Tipton. We tend to bust people's chops around here.
Yeah, so. as Michael said before we went to break, you know, he actually had been chatting with her, I believe, online today. And he said he was going to, you know, razz her a little about the licensure thing. But, you know, he claims that she told him that she understands that, you know, licenses and permits have nothing to do with freedom. Which is good.
Right.
You know, because it does. Yeah. The final line of the article does say freedom. It means not having to ask for permission. And it feels incredible. And that's really what it comes down to. Because, yes.
Yeah.
You don't ask to be free. If you have to ask, there's an issue there.
It's a good article.
Yeah. You know, it's anybody who can escape the clutches of someplace like California or New York.
California.
Yeah, New York. Or New Yorkistan and get someplace a little freer for themselves is a good thing. You know, if it wasn't for my current situation, I'd be doing the same thing. I'm still working on it, trying to do. More people should get out of those, because it's just going
to
get worse.
I live in New York. When I said move from California to New York and misspoke, I was probably thinking in the back of my head that I grew up in New York State and lived there until I was 18. I couldn't get out of there quick enough. I actually moved to California. And that worked for a while until I got guns. Until I gave up drugs and got guns.
But yeah, switched your vices.
They're not vices.
Sure they are. That's what they keep telling me. I don't know.
Yeah, well, vices aren't crimes.
Yeah. Maybe. I was a
they shouldn't be.
Chemistry. I just wish I punched all the punches in my dance card. I can't do it. I'm not like, drugs are bad and no one should ever use them. Or they're like, I just went out and took it. I just hit people over the head with it. I wasn't on my knees. I trying to be more badass than everyone else. Like, I'm neither. I'm just like, man, you're lucky. You stone people are lucky. So funny thing happened tonight. I got a donation. Somebody signed up to donate $6 a month to the Freedom Fiends, which I appreciate. I'm not going to say anything about a small donation. It's nice, especially a month. That'd be nice.
No, reoccurring is awesome.
$72 a year. They set it up on PayPal. 1 minute later, they canceled it.
What?
I'm like, what did they learn about me? 1 minute. I told my wife that. She's like, maybe their wife walked in the room and said, you're doing what? But I don't know, man. I just assume they learned something about me in that 1 minute.
I hate don't. Wow.
What?
I don't know what they could have learned about me.
In 1 minute. I mean, I think it takes a little digging.
And don't you think, I was going to say, don't you think it would make more sense for them to have looked before they decided to donate? But I don't know.
Maybe they just agorismed.
Oh.
Inside joke.
Their mind was all foggy, so that's understandable.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe they didn't mean to delete it, and that was the accident. You know, who knows? Oh. Maybe they'll show back up tomorrow.
Maybe.
Maybe it was a PayPal glitch. Who knows?
Or maybe they thought they were donating to someone else or something else.
To something worthwhile.
No.
Freedom Fiends, what is this? This was not what I asked for.
What is?
Well, when you donate to you via PayPal, it's the film school one,
no,
right?
I changed the name of it.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
It used to be 99 Cent Film School.
Yeah.
But now it's Intergalactic Prairie Studio, which I like a lot better.
Yeah, I do too.
It's actually Intergalactic Prairie Studio - Fiends. So, you know, if people see it on a bill, they're not like, what? What? What is? What?
What did I order from outer space?
What did I drunk dial? Did I really buy a yak while stoned last night?
Yeah. Are you a Buddhist monk? No, wait. That's a whole different story.
You're crossing your yaks.
Yeah.
You know that band? That band, Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
I remember them.
Kim Gordon, 63.
Sonic Old. Man. One of them's like 63, and one of them's
Kim Gordon, 63.
Like, he can't still be called Youth, but they started in like 1977. They probably thought they were going to live fast and die young.
Wow.
I didn't know they would still be together 90 years later when they're eligible for something. Social Security. Sonic Social Security.
Sonic Old.
Sonic Old. Yeah. Sonic Senior Citizens.
Yeah, there you go. That one.
Well, I told you about, didn't I, about
Sonic Geritol.
It was a making of the movie Last Exit from Brooklyn. We used some excerpts from the movie Brooklyn. And it's...
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom's Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs. As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. By sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Two designs for
Fiendphone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, and now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This is the Freedom Fiends, Hour 2, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a Bipcot and no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at bipcot.org.
Bipcots.
You got any Bitcoin? Wouldn't that be awesome if Bitcoin had been licensed Bipcot, no government license? Like, I mean, I'm sure the government would say, well, it's not enforceable, especially since we don't know who Satoshi is and he can't declare his copyright under which the blah, blah, blah. See, here's a problem is that anything you publish in America, and publish can mean like sharing it with two friends on the internet as long as it's public. These days, that's what published means. Like, literally, you don't apply for a copyright. Like, you have to apply for a patent and a trademark. Things are copyrighted instantly. Well, actually, things can be trademarked if you're using them in commerce. But patents you have to apply for and be granted. And you can register copyrights with the U.S. Copyright Patent and Trademark Office. But the government says that as soon as you publish something, it's automatically copyrighted. That's what the U.S. government says, and they think they're being helpful, but they're really just like telling you how it is. So square. So someone pointed it out to me and said, like, well, you know, technically, like, Bipcot has no legal standing because it doesn't stand on top of copyright and it's ignoring the fact that there's copyright. And I'm like, you know that meme of like Batman slapping Robin?
Yeah.
and people put in their own, like, yeah, tell me again how the government is the only people that can build the roads. Like, you know, they call those not expendables. What are memes that, like, you put in your own text and everyone uses the same image? Exploitables.
Yeah.
There should be one of those with Bipcot of like, yeah, tell me that again. So I just think if you just, and it's not like I believe in magical words, you know, I'm not a sovereign citizen. I don't believe that you can write your name in all caps and not owe your debts. You know, that's a thing too about some of the sovereign citizens. Like, you know, I can understand saying, like, well, the government has no, like, morally they have no claim on you, but that doesn't mean you can just write stuff down and not have them have the claim on you. And also, like, some of them try to use it to not pay debts. They're like Bernie Sanders fans, man, you know.
Yeah, like, there are.
They want their debts wiped out, and they don't pay their credit card debts. Like, they were stupid enough to run them up. They think, oh, that's the government's fault.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I came across a lot of those because I think I've discussed it on the show before that. Sorry. I actually kind of came to where my current position through that. New, I hooked up with a lot of sovereign citizens.
Your current position of standing on your feet, you came through the position of presenting your buttocks into the air for the government to.
Yes.
I'm trying to make a bad analogy here, but.
Well, it works. But yeah, I dabbled in that and all that stuff.
My cat does that all the time. She presents. Even after getting fixed, she presents.
Well, that's just the. Yeah, I don't think fixing them necessarily, especially that late, wouldn't. She's, you know, she's what you said, probably already three at this point and getting fixed now. Yeah. certain behavior patterns are already going to be
built in. It's
like
putting a chastity belt on a teenager.
Yeah. At a certain point, just useless.
Like Nick.
is that when the lock gets open?
Into Pork Fest, and all the women just like fall at his feet.
Mane of
Picture
golden
it doesn't
locks.
Happen. Okay, go on. So the sovereign citizen, show me on the doll where they touched you.
Yeah, no, I like I said, I met a bunch of them, and some of them were really nice people, but yeah, they really did. I did come across some of the people that definitely took it further than not wanting to pay the extortion fees that are called taxation. They wanted to they found ways to link all
ways,
sorts
quote
of debts.
Unquote.
Yeah, ways. Yeah. But justification. It wasn't even in that case. It wasn't even like legal mumbo jumbo or whatever. It was justifications and rationalizations they were making to link their credit card debt to. Oh well, it's the big basically turning into like Occupy Democrats and saying, oh, it's the 1%. It's the 1%. We don't have to pay them because it's the 1%. It's like, no, you agreed to take on. Like,
yeah,
you're a big boy or girl.
That hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday. I just thought of it. Like, I've never heard anyone say it. I'm not saying no one's ever come up with it, but how come no one's ever compared that particular brand of sovereign citizen to Occupy Bernie Sanders fans? It's the same idea, except the Bernie Sanders fans. Well, no, it's the same idea. They both want to use government to do it. Bernie fans want to do it by screaming until they get their delegates and he becomes president. Like he's the magical little elf, like Ron Paul of the left.
Right.
and then the sovereign citizens want to do it by, they think you can write down magic words in a particular way and the government will go, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize that you are a free man traveling upon the land.
Well, they, you know, again, I know a lot of these guys and many of them keep doing it because it has, quote unquote, worked. For certain people,
it only works because some judge is just fed up and wants.
Well, no, exactly. Because as I was gonna say, depending on the locale that it happens in, and depending on the judges, and depending on the prosecutors involved, if they decide it's too much of a hassle, like I have a friend who's out in California who actually has been successful. Like he doesn't refer to himself as a sovereign citizen. He, like I, laughs at that term and says it's an oxymoron because it makes absolutely no sense. You're putting together, a sovereign, which is supposed to be a king. With a citizen, which is a subject, you can't be both at the same time. It doesn't work. But he has frustrated the law enforcement agencies around him to such an extent that he drives around and he has, he puts videos on YouTube of this. He drives around without a license plate, without a license, without a registration, and they leave him alone.
Try a BIPCOT license plate. I want to see someone do that.
I'm actually trying to talk to him about maybe possibly doing that. And because he does,
really I want to get tainted like that. But
go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say I want to add something to what you just said about
did
sovereign meaning king.
You sounded like you did, Diana.
Oh, whoa! Wow.
It doesn't quite sound like that. Oh my goodness! When I agorism, you'll know it.
I'll hear it all the way from Casper. You know what I did not say about the lady who's all like glorious about living in Wyoming for the first time now? She lives in like one of the most beautiful parts of the world. Like that part of northwestern Wyoming, like up near Yellowstone. Gorgeous. Most of the state doesn't look like that.
Where most of it's prairie, Casper, right?
It's prairie. It looks like my friend from Montana described it quite well as it looks like the moon with sagebrush. And it's kind of deceptive because there's three weeks of the year that we're in right now that includes my birthday, which is in a few days. I'll be 52. I'm not gonna
it says your birthday's today. My Facebook says your birthday's today.
Does it? No one wished me happy birthday yet. Or are they you mean today?
Well, I wasn't quite sure. Okay. Yeah, it is well, it's after midnight where we are.
Oh, did you get a notification? Yeah, I lie. Makes it hard to steal my identity. That's all they need is like your name, your mother's maiden name, and your real birth date, and your
Hit it off.
I have it off by a few days. I won't say which, and it's a few different days, a few different places, in a few different ways, but different
makes
each
sense.
Way. But yeah, man, it's like the moon with sagebrush and tumbleweeds over here, and most of the state looks like that. But for 3 weeks a year, it's incredibly green. Like that picture, the video I posted of like me listening to Ben Stone on the radio, our show Freedom Fiends on the radio in my town, out in the boonies, 20 miles outside of town, coming back from shooting. And the picture I did of shooting of the cows, I had to shoot somewhere else because there were cows in my way. like it's really, everyone's like, God, it's so green there. I've been through Wyoming and don't remember it looking like that. I'm like, yeah, it looks like this 3 weeks of the year on this part of the state.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Like again, I wanted to go back to what Jeremy said about sovereign citizen being an oxymoron, and I think it's an oxymoron in a different way, maybe, because sovereign can also mean, I mean, you should like know this, right? That it's also an adjective that means possessing supreme or ultimate power. So, but to say you're a sovereign citizen.
Some of them are on a trip, man. I mean, some of them, like, have you heard about the stuff where some of them will like put liens on the houses of judges and, you know, like have citizens courts and, you know, they have like a duct taped federal judge in their trunk.
Right. Well, no, if you're a sovereign person, like I can see that, like I can see claiming to be a sovereign person, but in which you would possess supreme or ultimate power over your own self. But to combine that with citizen, which implies that you are a citizen of a larger power, that to me is more of the oxymoron of that statement.
I just call them people that believe in magic words. But you know what? Here's what I'll say. Like, none of them have a sense of humor. And here's why I can say this, because I've got a joke that I think is pretty funny. Okay, let me tell this joke. What do you call a lawyer with an IQ of 65?
Judge.
Your Honor. Oh. And I've told that joke, and like the sovereign types, you're the people that say, sovereign citizen is an oxymoron, but I've challenged the judge in what? Like all those people, all the magic words people, they all say like that joke's not funny. Like they're like, well, I would never call a judge Your Honor. I'm like, I just picture the Batman slapping Robin. I'm like, come on, man. Have a sense of humor. Like, yeah. Okay.
Well, that is, unfortunately, I think, and I've tried to explain this to some of them, because again, I became friends with some of these folks, and there was actually one of those type of citizen coalition type courts trying to be, they actually tried to erect a citizen's grand jury.
Hey, until there's Nuremberg trials for drug warriors in LibPair, it's not real.
Well, yeah. But this is the thing, though. These folks went to the county officials to ask for permission to do this.
We don't need pants where we're going.
Yay.
So you're just getting the party started.
We're gonna have pants off, dance off, yay!
did what with who with the judge? Pants off. Who agorism to judge?
I forget now.
Sorry.
All right.
I wanted to say that to you, too. Did you have a pants off, dance off, Michael?
With myself. Yeah. I agorism while shooting.
The king of picks that it didn't happen or didn't happen. Didn't take picks and bit of it.
I didn't take picks, man. I was kind of winded and I was breathing my oxygen. Oh, that was the other thing.
Oh, you're in your underwear.
We're almost out.
I was in my underwear. That redneck. Oh, we're out.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com.
On over here.
Bunny must be physically removed. Not the bunnies. love the baby bunny. All right.
Oh, God, so, baby bunnies. I have them everywhere around here.
We're going to talk about bad audio.
Because we've got good audio.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, we do have good audio. And really, it's, you know, one of the things I'd like to be remembered for is that I tried to help Liberty sound better.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much bad audio in Liberty.
Yeah.
Even with, like, mainstream people, like,
Tom Woods. Yeah.
He's a rock star. He's
love him.
He did a homeschool series with Ron Paul. He's major. He's a college professor. He's, you know,
written a couple of New York Times bestselling books. And,
but yeah, I've had to stop listening to his show because his guests had such poor audio. Like, I just couldn't deal.
Poor audio too, but he improved his audio.
Yeah.
And people kept, like, he actually complained a couple years ago on his blog or his Facebook or something, like, my audio isn't good. Who can help me? And, like, 100 like, people said, talk me. To Michael Beans and the Freedom Fiends. No, I didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
No way.
Yeah. You know, I remember that when that happened, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually talked to him, and he's like, oh, I got a guy for that. I'm like, okay.
Clearly you've got a guy for that.
Yeah, well, the guy got his audio better, but didn't do anything about his guests.
Yeah.
And his guests have crappy audio. Like, the other day he had Sheldon Cooper. No.
Sheldon Richman.
Sheldon Richman. Jonathan Richman? No. Sheldon Richman, who's a decent, you know, thinker and talker.
Yeah.
But he sounded horrible. And you could tell he's doing it over a cell phone. And, like, I made a meme making fun of Tom Woods about it. I found this picture of some guy in humiliation gear, like, dressed as a woman, but, like, not in drag. Like, you know, no makeup, just, like, fat, middle-aged, round, balding face. Kind of looked like Tom Woods. Hey, I'm not one to talk. I'm all those things except balding. And I'm older than Tom Woods, although I think of him as older than me. Like, I think of me as, like...
He's kind of more adulty.
He is.
Yeah. He's definitely much more of a grown-up than any of us.
Yeah.
He sure is, yeah. I've heard, like, most Liberty media is, like, college. And he is very much, like, college. It's good college.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody said that the Freedom Fiends are more like having a beer with your professors after class, and that's true.
Yeah.
And then the guy
what killed me about the guy that you posted that you made the meme about was like he was wearing this like Hello Kitty dress and and nylons. He was actually wearing nylons and but like I mean yeah from the neck up. I mean well, that was what was that?
some friend of Steve Miller Miller, some woman that he knows is a mistress, a BDSM humiliator of men who like to be humiliated. And that's one of her cucks and subbies or whatever. And like, she told him to post that picture. And like, the picture actually, like the sign he's holding actually said like, I love mistress so-and-so. And then it had her email address. I think she's a pro-dom. Mm-hmm. But I just changed the sign he's holding to say, I'm sorry, I have bad audio.
And then you hashtagged audio cuck.
And then I posted it to Tom Woods and said, you need to improve your guest's audio. And, or somebody else, I posted it. Talking
somebody
about
else somebody did else it, else yeah.
Posted it to him, and he replied, like, someone was passing notes back and forth between me and Tom Woods, because, I don't know, I have him blocked, or he has me blocked, or something. So... But he said, well, it's not my fault. I can't really have any control over my guests. And I'm like, I picture Batman slapping Robin. No, you have total control over your guest sound. It's a poor workman who blames someone else. Like, okay, if you had a restaurant and you had visiting chefs come in and they were mixing dog poop in the food, would you blame them or would you just never have them back? You know, or would you like kind of do a little checking before they cook the soup to see if they're putting dog poop in it. No.
How would you check? I guess.
You taste it.
Never mind. Yeah. I mean, you're the, you know, it's like, it's your show. I agree with you. It's your show. And therefore, you know, you should have some requirements of your guests or your co-hosts.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I totally understand that. I mean, if I can understand if that's the only way, I guess, you can possibly get that interview is on our cell phone, fine. But then you can't, you have to accept responsibility for that. Because
you know what? Even on a cell phone, it can sound better. You have them use Skype and wear headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And you do a little sound check, and it's going to sound better than a normal cell phone. You can always get better sound. Like, he doesn't care. You can tell he doesn't sound check. He doesn't work with them. I can make anybody sound good in 5 minutes.
We're out.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Hey there, this is Nick Hazelton, the anarcho-yakitalist. I've been rising to power in the Liberty Movement since I was 14 years old, when I first found the Freedom Fiends on my TuneIn app. I quickly became a fan, and a little over a year later, I called into Michael Dean After Dark on my crappy home phone. Michael quickly realized my brilliance, but was disappointed by my audio quality. So he picked me up as a mentee, gave me a microphone, helped me start my own podcast, and threw me on the radio show. Now I'm 17, I'm assembling a yak army, building a cult following of yakateers, and we're planning our march to Fiendfest Somalia to take over the geographic region between the Connecticut River and the Salmon Falls River to make it a libertarian paradise free of faceless boards of authority. Free Freedom Fiends buttons will be given to anybody who swears allegiance to the dear sweet yak emperor and aids our cause. This wouldn't be possible without the help of Nima Vedati and especially Michael Dean. The Freedom Fiends have made me as dear and sweet as I am today. Worms.
Steve Miller was supposed to join us, but I think he's buffering too hard on Kenny G over there in Kansas. I think he's laying in a puddle of his own sick. In front of his tenement row house.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, tenement. He wrote me right before the show. Oh, he lives in a tenement row house. He won a card game.
Oh, wow.
You bet $50 and won a house.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's worth so much more. It's worth like $7,000. He did good, man.
Yeah.
That's quite a win.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But he does own a house. Even though he owns it outright too, like
that's awesome.
I have a much nicer house in a much nicer neighborhood, but the bank owns it.
For the most part,
you know, I'm paying them over 20 years time. But
even though the bank owns it, do you still pay rent in the form of property taxes to live there?
They have a mortgage, which in taxes.
I see. Yeah,
that's how they do it now usually, because otherwise, people forget to pay the property tax and lose the bank's house. But it's actually our mortgage is less on this house than rent was in California.
So, I've been thinking about, I'm still toying with the idea of buying a house here, but I'm also still contemplating even staying here.
I was gonna say all the complaining you're doing about it, now you're thinking about buying a house.
What if you bought the house on the border and we bought the house on the Wyoming border and we built a tunnel between our houses?
Yeah.
There you go.
Guns and weed, the tunnel to freedom.
Oh, man. It's so wrong. It's right. I love it.
I'd be cool with that.
Colorado.
I'd be over there bugging you all the time. You'd be like, Diana, will you please go away?
What? Guns?
No, just, hey. Okay. I'd be like, hey, y'all, what you doing?
Oh, bugging us. Friendly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You could catch it for us.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy? Gosh. Your poor rabbit. The rabbit will end up in the tunnel being chased by the cats on either side.
Oh, I know. So we were going to talk more about bad audio.
Just because we touched on it. None of us actually listened to it, but.
This is a person called Newborn Libercoast. Newborn Libertarian. It's the name of a podcast. And Jim says it's great content with horrible audio. And Jim wrote this person on their site and tried to help them. Tried to offer free help. And they were like, well, you have no control over my co-host. The Tom Woods argument, but from a nobody. So, we all start as nobodies at some point. But you're going to stay a nobody. If you have bad audio, but Jim and I basically offered, we're both experts on getting great audio quickly for no money. And Jim is like most improved player. Jim had horrible audio when I met him. I told him to buy this $50 mic, this $2 pop filter, this $20 mic stand. I told him how to set it up. I told him how to use it. And he is one of the best sounding podcasters out there. And he was going to pass this on to the next generation. And this person was so resistant. And we get so much of this that I've given up on it, trying to help people. The last person I offered to help was Ben Stone, like 4 years ago. And he took me up on it. And he suddenly sounded a lot better and made a bunch of podcasts that are for the ages, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You know, and fortunately, I got to him early enough, you know, like episode 100 out of 400. So he's got like 300 episodes that sound really good and have him, which is the great thing. So, you know, I'm losing my voice, but we still sound good. But anyway, this newborn libertarian person, first of all, horrible name. It implies you don't know what you're talking about. And second of all, it's the Sonic Youth problem. What are you going to do in 10 years when you're not a newborn libertarian?
Right. Toddler libertarian.
Senile delinquent libertarian.
Not a good idea for branding purposes, obviously, yes.
But. While I'm giving advice.
Prepubescent libertarian.
Never call your podcast anything daily or weekly or after dark.
Because in case you need to change the time or frequency of when you do it. Yes. Exactly.
I had a show called Michael Dean After Dark. And radio
that's the one I started on.
There were radio stations that wouldn't take it because they wanted to play us during the day. So I got to the Freedom Fiends, and then they played during the day.
Yeah, yep. Well, it makes sense.
And don't be weekly or daily because you may not keep to that. You may pod fade if you have to do that. But yeah, newly minted libertarian. The best part of this whole thing, this is the punchline. This person was like, thank you for your opinion, and I'll discuss it with my hosts. No, bad audio is not a matter of opinion. I mean, basically, it'd be like an analogy.
Yeah, he did
like,
say that, didn't he?
Yeah. And an analogy would be like, you know, if you went up to a drunk lying in a gutter and said, hey, let me buy you lunch and, you know, let you shower at my house and stay on my back porch and I'll help you get a job. And they'd be like, well, thank you for your opinion that I could use a job, but, you know, let me think about it.
I'm going to go talk it over with my friends in the alley and I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can understand if, you know, some people don't take criticism very well and other people may get bombarded with it, but if you're going to put yourself out there as a podcast or any public forum, like, I mean, I went through that when I started my first podcast. You know, you go out there and I wasn't mad about it when people gave us advice because I was like, oh, you think we could make it better? Great. Okay.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
Some people, I mean, I can understand maybe why he might have been a little on the defensive. But when there's the two of you are clearly trying to, it's not even just like being hostile. Like Jim actually put the microphone suggestions like here, try purchasing this. You know, it's like you're not just being some a-hole about it. You're actually, you know, giving constructive criticism and, you know, options for them to try out. It's still okay. Thanks a lot. All right. Well, you don't want to improve. You don't want to improve. Then your content will end up going to waste.
The market. Yep. The market will just say you suck. We're not going to listen to you. Unlike Tom Woods, who was famous before he started a podcast. That's why he still has. But you know what? If he got his guests to have good audio, he would have such a vast improvement in his popularity that like he could quit going like trying to pull a Mark Edge sometimes. Like sometimes he's like, I'm supporting a wife and kids and I'm going to have to stop doing this if I don't get more money. And like he's not as bad as Molyneux or Mark Edge.
Well, no, but. I don't know. I've listened to every one of his podcasts. They're not all, there are ones that are horrible like that. Like the Sheldon Richmond one. Thankfully, they're mostly
fine. Yeah,
most of them are pretty good. There are certain people that he has on, unfortunately. But again, you know, he does kind of pass the buck in that situation. You know, like this guy
was doing too. That people like Sheldon Richmond who are interviewed regularly, if they're not willing to spend $50 for a microphone, they don't really care.
Yeah, they don't. Mean, well, you know, again, I don't know the particular situation with them. I don't want to, but. It might just be that he doesn't care.
Hey, you know what? The Freedom Fiends have bought people mics. I bought Nick a mic. I've actually bought Nick two mics because he broke one. Although Nick's like my adopted kid.
Yes, we all know Yak Boy's the favorite.
I sent you a nice t-shirt too. I sent you two. You know, I sent you the Bip Beef one. No, what is it? Pod Beef?
The Fiend Burger.
Fiend Burger. I sent you the Burger Fiend one, and I sent you 100 Fiends buttons to give out at Pork Fest to deserving people only, or people that pass out while you're doing the show. And you got to take pictures of that.
Yeah, we did that last year with the Bipcot flyers. Yeah, yeah. Like, we took pictures of people.
I also sent you, like the box was rattling, and I didn't have any newspaper for packing. So I put in this other collared shirt that I think would look really good on you.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's really nice.
Well, I'll let you know when it shows up.
I care about my Fiends. But like, Jim Babb bought a microphone for Lynn Ulbrich. Like, the Fiends care enough about Liberty that we buy gear for people sometimes.
Yeah. You know?
What's Tom Woods done for Liberty lately? Who's bought a microphone?
Oh, man. Got me right in the feels.
Don't make me put your head, Tom. Tom Woods, don't make me put your head on that picture of the guy in the dress holding up the sign.
Oh, no.
Don't make me do that.
I have a feeling we're going to see his head on that picture at some point.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
You have a meme army.
I know, we sure do.
I'm not going to do it, but...
Somebody's listening right now.
Lou loves Tom Woods.
I do too. He's kind of, you know, everybody talks about Ron Paul. Tom was actually my red.
Tom Woods is one of my favorites. I feel comfortable sending people to him now that Molyneux has turned into a Nazi neocon.
Tom Woods revealed himself.
Tom Woods is consistent.
He is.
Yeah.
He's someone I feel comfortable still, well, sending people to, except for his audio.
Right.
So anyway, Diana, I'm losing my voice.
Okay.
You tell me
I hear that.
About the Christians and where they touched you on the doll.
You're a
Christian, right?
Yes. Although I have had issues in the past. I mean, there's not really a better word to use. I've often just referred to myself as a follower.
I ended up Tom Woodsing. I'm sorry.
I've often referred to myself as a follower of Jesus because to call myself a Christian, I feel, would lump me in with people like Anne Graham. And I'm not saying that she is all bad.
That's Billy Graham's daughter, for people who don't know.
That's Billy Graham's daughter. And I'm not saying she's all bad, but what she has said recently, I came across this article on Facebook today. It's from pinknews.co.uk. And it's apparently an interview that she did with a fellow out there by the name of Steve Deese, who is a right-wing radio pundit.
Pundit.
So what she says, did I not say it properly?
Pundit.
Okay, you're right. I put an N in there. I apologize. Okay, so.
Extra N.
So, yeah, so she's saying, like, you know, what I see in the nation of America right now, and this is, like, probably the biggest beef I have with this article is her referring to America as being, like, this favored nation of sorts.
That is such magical thinking.
Yeah, it really is. And
exceptionalism.
Yeah, but she definitely implies that, you know, some of the bad things that have happened, you know, like 9/11, for instance, has more to do with shenanigans that I'll talk more about in the next segment, I guess. But
in the last segment.
Listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
And we're back. redemption in the third act or eighth act or whatever you want to call it. Before we went to break, I was talking a little bit about this article from pinknews.co.uk, talking about an interview done with Anne Graham Lotz, who is the daughter of Billy Graham. And, and it's just the idea of talking about God as being kind of arbitrarily punishing or allowing bad things to happen because we're sinful kind of thing is, to me, flies in the face of everything that I know as a Christian about God. And
it's very Old Testament and not
it's very
New Testament.
It's very, actually, you know what I could compare it to? I tweeted it and I said, looks like Anne Graham actually believes in Zeus.
Throwing thunder eggs from Mount.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And she talks about, I'm just going to read straight from here. She says that in our nation, one of the things we pray for is that some of this craziness would settle down, but our nation seems to be shaking its fist in God's face. We're abandoning God as a nation. And then she says, what happens then is God abandons us and backs away. He takes his favor and blessing away from us. And, I have a real problem with this whole, America as a favored nation by God kind of thing. For one thing, it doesn't say a thing in the Bible about it.
What was America when the Bible was,
Well, nothing. There were definitely people here, but anyway.
Native Americans eating each other, cannibals.
So there was this, I found this other, and I had actually read this before back during the Syrian refugee crisis, where all the so-called Christian politicians were turning them away and all this other stuff. And this article by
Hillary built that.
It's actually a blog post by John Pavlovitz, and it's actually johnpavlovitz.com, and it's Freeing Christians from Amera Christianity. And he says, I'm a Christian who feels something needs to be said about my faith tradition. And that despite the ways we who practice it might declare otherwise, it is intended to be beautiful and joy-filling and life-giving. It is made of compassion and mercy and forgiveness and sacrificial love, or at least it's supposed to be. And, I'm not going to read the whole article, obviously, because we don't really have time. But, he talks about how essentially, so many of so-called Christians in America today, who I guess considered America to be a favored nation by God or whatever, they fear monger so much. I mean, it has become like this tribalism thing, and as a Christian, that's definitely not what I ascribe to. It's like when God. When God says he loves everyone, God loves everyone. And it's not like, I love this nation better than this nation or this team better than this team. It's just, it's been taken to these extremes. And, he kind of talks a little bit about the Syrian refugees. And he says, most American Christians have lived so long in America Christianity that they simply accept that this is how their faith is supposed to look and sound and react. They live in an echo chamber of agreement in churches and talk shows and podcasts. That's why when Christian politicians rushed to close their doors and borders to Syrian refugees, as they ramped up the inflammatory generalizations about Muslims, and as they called for immediate airstrikes, so many stood and applauded and amended, amend, because they now have fear as their default setting, and it feels natural. And and throughout Scripture, God and Jesus both say, do not fear, And I don't know. I mean, it's very frustrating to me, because when I tell somebody who's like a non-believer that I'm a Christian, I just assume that they automatically think that I think like this. And I know a lot of other Christians that think along my same lines, here's one thing he says that I really like. He says that Jesus, the one from the Gospels, really doesn't fit into American Christianity. He's too soft, too tolerant, too vulnerable. He's not brash enough. His foreign policy not tough enough. In fact, the faith that so many in the West now call Christianity retains only the smallest sliver of Christ, conveniently just enough to get people saved or send them to hell. Outside of that, the rest is purely... The rest is purely stars and stripes and American dreams all wrapped around a cross.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So.
Worms.
Yeah.
Nationalism,
worms.
Religion.
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. And I'm a believer.
God good, but religion bad. Is that okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a concise bow on it.